Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and today I want to talk to you about video game weapons. Yeah, sign me up for a few sticks and clubs, bruv. Wait, what have you got there? No, I just meant swords and shields, mate. Why have you got a gun that can rip an entire planet in half? Whoa, just calm it down. You see, this is the problem. With video games ever escalating in pretty much every sense of the word, weapons have also seen an evolution of sorts. From sharpened sticks and maybe a fish that has a deadly scale on the side, all the way up to double-bladed chainsaws. And it's got me thinking that maybe some video game weapons have gone a bit too far. Maybe we should dial it back a bit, because otherwise it's like a nuclear arms race where a nuclear bomb is actually just the tamest option. So let's take a look at some worrying examples of violence today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game weapons that went too far. Number 10, the experimental MIRV Fallout series. Have you grown bored with only firing one nuke at a time from your fat man? Well, how about launching 8 smaller nukes like some kind of massive atom-powered shotgun? The experimental MIRV, or Multiple Impact Re-entry Vehicle, is a modified fat man that can be found in Fallout 3, 4, and 76. Equipping it allows you to fire 8 nukes that are not very accurate but do make a lot of boom. In fact, it's the most powerful weapon in the game. There are some drawbacks, though, for anyone wanting to use the MIRV. It costs a couple of thousand caps worth of ammo to launch it for a start. And if you use the VATS targeting system, you're likely to die yourself, as VATS doesn't compensate for arc or range, but just aims directly at your target. The explosion is so powerful that if you fire the MIRV at the ground, it will fling your lifeless corpse the maximum height the game allows for. So yeah, it's utterly, utterly deadly, but at the same time, it is a lot of fun. Number 9, the dubstep gun, Saints Row 4. The in-game description of the weapon pretty much says it all. It's a party in a gun! Make the world dance to your beat and feel the power of your wubs. The gun looks pretty similar to a DJ's console, even with an old record to scratch. It's an incredibly powerful gun, but not cheap in the slightest, but it does have a unique effect. When fired, it causes anyone and any vehicles in the area to bounce up and down like the streets themselves have become a club. As far as joke weapons go, it's fairly elaborate. There are 4 different costumes that go with the gun, each providing a different style of music and look, and the music that you pick actually changes the rate of fire and intensity of the shots. Now, there are a few drawbacks to the dubstep gun. It doesn't take any ammo, but it does require a recharge time. It's not accurate either, it's just insanely powerful. And annoyingly, if you love the effect of the music that you picked but not the music itself, well, you're stuck with it as the song plays as long as you have the dubstep gun equipped. Still, it's fun and definitely crazy. Number 8, the Killstar, Far Cry Blood Dragon. Blood Dragon is a neon-coloured, meta-heavy send-up of 80s sci-fi and action movies running on the Far Cry 3 engine. As you move through the game, you'll upgrade your quite impressive arsenal until you get the final weapon, the quasi-mystical Killstar. And it is awesome, because the Killstar is a throwing star that you've strapped to your wrist that also fires lasers. Oh, and also lets you control the Battle Armor Dragon Assault Strike System, or Badass for short, which is a cyber dragon with a machine gun. I know, right? There is one drawback to this. To limit the use of such power, it's powered by the wielder. Thus, the more you fire, the more that you drain your own health. So you can't just hold down the trigger, but instead have to pick your shots. In fact, 10 seconds or so of firing will drain one segment of your health bar. So you've got to shoot carefully, but then again, when you've got this amount of power, it can be very easy to go too far. Number 7, the Bane, Borderlands 2. The Borderlands series is all about guns, finding them, picking them up, and choosing your favourites and just firing them endlessly into the twisted worlds that Gearbox has created. Among the many unique weapons that you can find, though, is the Bane. It's a submachine gun with incredible stats, but also comes with a curse, because it screams every time that you fire it, and it slows your speed to a crawl, and it is awful, and I hate it, and even if you go to the sound options and turn it all the way down, it will still scream at you as if it were full volume. It is awful, and even the game's subtitles reference this noise as annoying sound. Gearbox, you're just sadistic bastards, and you've definitely gone too far. Number 6, Shark Guns, Armed and Dangerous, and Saints Row the Third. They're guns that use sharks, that travel through the ground before coming up under your enemy and chomping them to bits. Do I need to say anything more on this one? Credit where credit is due, Armed and Dangerous actually came first and fires a baby shark that matures in the few seconds it takes to travel to the target before eating them, and that is so disturbing on so, so many levels. It's an insane and devastating concept, and worryingly, probably is something that government scientists are actually trying to create as we speak. Yeah, best not think about that one. Number 5, Chicken Guns, South Park and Gears of War 3. Now, these two games that use chicken guns could not be more different in era, tone, or content, but classic weapons will never go out of style. Gears of War 3 is a game that takes itself very seriously, making the fact that such a goofy, elaborate Easter egg existing in it that much more remarkable. Through a fairly convoluted set of steps undertaken in Act 4 while playing on the insane difficulty, a pirate chicken will finally appear and drop the cluck shot. And the cluck shot, naturally, fires explosive chickens. The South Park game for the Nintendo 64, however, took a different approach. In that game, you could find a rather flexible chicken who could be used as a sniper weapon, launching a high-velocity egg at your opponent. Now, tactically speaking, it wasn't actually that great, because it was very slow to reload. In fact, in all honesty, the whole game wasn't that great. But at the time, anything South Park branded was utter gold. And South Park even had a cow launcher, which Gears never actually tried to explore as of yet, but who knows for the future? Number 4, the Suicide Gun, Duck Game. Duck Game is a 2D platformer shooter. The game moves at a lightning quick pace and doesn't really allow for time to figure out all of the mechanics of things that come your way. And you encounter a huge variety of weapons, including the Suicide Gun, which is a pretty straightforward weapon that does exactly what it says on the tin. The Suicide Gun looks like a regular revolver, being distinguished only by its red grip and backwards barrel sprite. And when used, it fires rounds into the user's face instead of at enemies, which is the most impractical design for a weapon ever. However, it is not entirely useless. There are certain situations where, depending on how your character is situated, the gun might actually hit enemies behind your character. And it can be used to fire at angles while falling, but you just need to do some mental math and take some time to play around with it, which is obviously very hard to do because you're constantly moving forwards and you really aren't given any time to think about things. So, yeah, most of the time you'll end up just shooting yourself in the face. Cheers. Number 3, the Hand Cannon, Dead Space 2. Foam fingers are, generally speaking, a peaceful thing. I mean, sure, you could just poke a person in front of you in the eye, but that's pretty much the maximum amount of damage that you'll be able to do with one. Well, Dead Space 2 takes that logic and absolutely shreds it. The hand cannon is a literal foam finger, bright red and illustrated with the outline of an extended finger as well. The hand cannon is a literal finger gun. It is the most overpowered weapon in the game and earned as a reward for beating the game on the extremely difficult hardcore mode. I love the fact that Isaac even makes bang bang and pew pew sounds depending on which mode you're firing. And it definitely goes to ruining the atmosphere of the game somewhat, because when the necromorphs come crawling out trying to stab you, all you just go pew pew bang bang, you're dead. I absolutely love it. Number 2, Mr. Toots, Red Faction Armageddon. Now, Red Faction Armageddon is a serious shooter. Like the other Red Faction games, it involves political intrigue, corporate greed, and fascism, focusing on an ongoing war between workers and their masters. You also find in this very serious game a very silly weapon in the form of Mr. Toots. Now, Mr. Toots is a sparkly rainbow-horned unicorn that is carried around like a stuffed animal by your character, and when he's squeezed, he produces a multicolored energy weapon from his ass, and it absolutely destroys everything. Mr. Toots was granted to all players of the game after 1 million demos were downloaded as a kind of reward and a thanks to them by saying, hey, look, we've got a really, really serious political intrigue game going. Why not ruin all of that by carting around at a unicorn and then blasting stuff from its ass? And you know what the weirdest thing about all of this is that fans got really upset about the faces that Mr. Toot makes when you're firing him, so the devs actually had to step in and assure us that Mr. Toot is causing him no pain, just a slight annoyance. They had to include that. That's lore in this game. Brilliant. And number one, the Cerebral Boar, Turok 2. The Cerebral Boar was not only insane in its design, but perhaps one of the most gruesome concepts in gaming ever. First appearing in Turok 2 Seeds of Evil, the CB was in essence a grenade launcher that fired small orbs. The gun itself has a lock-on feature that sort out enemy brainwaves, and once fired, the orbs track the enemy and latch onto the head, after which the orb bores into the brain with a drill, expelling all matter of pixelated gore before then exploding and decapitating the victim. In some cases, the headless corpse continues to move around for a bit before falling over. Now, it does have some drawbacks, certainly. I mean, fast enemies are tough to lock onto, and its slow firing rate and reload definitely means that it's not an uber-competitive thing. But come on, does that really matter? It's a portable brain drill. The weapon was so popular that it was brought back for Turok Rage Wars and Turok Shadow of Oblivion, and given new lighting and textures and gore effects each and every time. 20 years later, it still makes an impression. But unfortunately, some of the impressions were made on parents and politicians who really did not like this. They said it went too far. And I'd say yes, because it's gone directly into my bloody brainstem.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.